offer a few drinks.
I'm also having a celebratory keg party back at my house later.
Are you ready to get the party started?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. What's your poison? You down with scotch?
I bet he's had 20 beers today. That's how many I had when I tried to plug the television into that dog.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Wise counsel is a valuable gift. The state of Wyoming is known for amazing natural wonders like Old Faithful and Devil's Tower and countless scenic views in Yellowstone National Park. The one thing Wyoming is not known for is escalators. In fact, there are only two sets of escalators in the entire state. Both are located in the city of Casper. Statistically, that works out to 0.000003 escalators per person statewide. Now, that's rare. King Solomon said that people who speak helpful wisdom are just about as rare as escalators in Wyoming. In Proverbs 20, verse 15, he wrote, "Gold there is and rubies in abundance, but lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel." That's why we need to seek wisdom and pay attention to good counsel when we find it. Wise counsel is a valuable gift, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They are much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's springtime and time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check out the deals available every day at High Caliber. Need a gift? Brighten up somebody's day with a TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, or more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. And in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active military gets their first transfer free. If you need a documented appraisal, let High Caliber Gun and Pawn do it for you. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You are family. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Allow me to introduce myself. My team and I are River Region locals. We live, work, and play here, so we know the area and we know our neighbors well. Our interest is your interest. Alabama Home Mortgage is not like the big banks. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. I assure you, you won't be disappointed. What are you waiting for? Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit, Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're quiet for now, but hang on for some weather changes. For tonight, increasing clouds, mild. We're still dry, low 65. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by midday. And later on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening and Saturday night, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with a damaging wind threat, and tornadoes can't be ruled out. Then on Sunday, risk of showers mainly in the morning before ending. Breezy, much cooler, high 64. Down to the low 40s on Monday morning, and a breezy day with a high of 63 Monday. When you download our free weather app for your phone, it knows where you are, and it'll give you instant push notifications for any severe weather watches or warnings for your location. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are pants that are for you, that'll fit your big behind. Baby yoga pants ain't the type of pants.
them when you shop or just to go out. They don't look like they're your size. And say, yoga pants, they're gonna sweat if you sneeze. Yoga pants like a trash bag of cottage cheese. Yoga pants, I can see the junk in your trunk. Yoga pants, showing your badonkadonk. Yoga pants, it's the yoga pants. Take off your yoga pants. It's the yoga pants. Take off your yoga pants. It's the yoga pants. It's the yoga pants. It's the yoga pants. Take off your yoga pants.
Welcome to Happy Hour. Greg will be here in a second. Excuse me, folks. I need to get a little pumped up here. Can you help me, Nature Boy?
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, woo, diamond ring wearing, mm-hmm, kiss stealing, woo, mm-hmm, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Oh, one day I will have those alligators to hold down. Well, not really. I don't want alligator skin shoes. No need for that. But you are listening to Happy Hour. Greg will be here before too long. He had a very special event. His stepson show is having a honor ceremony over at AUM. It started at 2, and Greg didn't want to have to leave early from that great event for his stepson. So, incredible kid. It's amazing that I'm now hitting the age where I'm seeing kids grow up in front of my eyes from that starting process of high school into college, and it's weird, man. I know maybe I'm preaching to the choir here, but it is weird. But it is also All Request Friday. So give us a call, 272-9228, 272-9228. And on this All Request Friday, I believe Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson will be joining us. Yes! It's so exciting. So much going on. And also, folks, don't forget that I've been telling you all week about a very special guest. I've been working on this for months, preparing myself, girding my loins, so to speak, as men did in old times before battle. And I'm ready. A huge secret guest will be on my show from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight on the Joey Clark Radio Hour. So tune in. I know y'all are usually busy on a Friday night, but this will be worth your time. 6 to 7 tonight, a very special secret guest, but the phone lines are all lit up. Let's go to him. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Andy.
Hey, Andy, what's up, man?
How much? How about Peking Moon?
Peking Moon. Oh, the cat food song?
Yes, the cat's in the kettle.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Let's see if I can find it. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Yeah, we'll get that right on for you, man, here soon. Thanks, Andy. News Talk, who's this? You're on there.
I guess it's Denise.
Hey, Denise, what's up?
Would you please play Toast?
You mean the,
Yeah, Toast!
That's on?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
I love it.
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to put on some Toast for you.
Okay, well, do that.
You having a good day thus far, or is it a...
I'm having a great day.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate the call, Denise.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Yes, and now the trop. Goodness, slow down, Joey. Let your words come out normally. At the top of Drudge Report, the headline reads, Comey the 13th. Stephanopoulos stunned. President calls slime ball. And if you haven't already seen the news in the last day or two, yes, James Comey has come out with his new book, A Higher Loyalty. He's being interviewed by George Stephanopoulos, or he has been, and the full interview will be released Sunday. And President Trump has already responded to some of those, well, details. It's not anything like new revelations that we know of yet from James Comey. But Trump has called Comey a slime ball and said it was an honor to fire him. You're fired. It was an honor. Now we have another person on the phone. News Talk, who's this? You're on the air?
That's Clint.
Hey, Clint, what's up, man?
How you doing, guy?
Oh, I'm good. I'm a little sore, though.
Sore from what?
Working out.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotta, you know, keep it...
What's the guest tonight, man?
It's a secret, but it's going to be a very special show.
Well, I'm going to listen to it.
Please do, Clint. It was a pleasure meeting you earlier in the week, too, man.
Well, yes, sir. You only need one thing, Joy. A haircut.
Oh, you're one to talk. Should I just dye it gray? We can both be long-haired hippies, Clint. We're allowed.
Yes, sir, we are.
Yep.
So, all right, man, I'm going to release the show tonight. So, and tell Greg his wedding, his daughter.
Yeah.
I got three daughters.
Yeah.
So, I've been through it three times.
Oh, so you know what it's all about. I mean, yes, I was breaking up a little bit there watching the video of Greg dancing with Janelle. When he
went, when I danced with my daughter, my youngest daughter, my baby, I danced with her. Oh, yeah, I cried, dude. Yeah, that's what a father does.
Oh, yeah.
Because your baby's going away.
Yeah.
You know, but you knew her first. But she gone away and... Yeah, you're going to cry. If you don't, you ain't a father.
Well, it's what fathers do and should do.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thank you, Clint. Thank you. Now, let's get to some of these requests. First, the Peking Moon, or as we have it labeled here in the system, Cat Food Song. Oh, how terrible, but how funny. You're listening to Happy Hour, All Request Friday. If you want to request something or just chat, 272-9228, 272-9228. This is Joey. Greg will be here before too long. And so will Dulk and Tomlinson. It's going to be a fun show.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great so you don't complain. But that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork. He's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed your cat and you'll never know once they wrap it up in dough, boys. They fry it real crisp in dough. He was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a roll eight in a Tums or two when I swear I heard it mew, boys. And that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef for fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Every home, like every family, is different. And with pets, kids, and other household messes, your flooring needs are different too. Whether your family prefers laminate, hardwood, tile, or the ultra-tough smart strand stain-resistant carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. There's nothing worse than walking across a cold tile floor in the morning. So if you purchase a new construction floor package, Prattville Carpet will throw in a free heated floor for your master bathroom. They offer 12 months interest-free financing. For a free estimate, call Prattville Carpet, 285-8117, located in Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road. Prattville Carpet, your hometown flooring headquarters.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell, you get instant gold status and save 5 cents per gallon on every fill every day. And if you join between now and May 27th, you can save an additional 25 cents per gallon on your second fill. But you'll feel like you're reaching up and high-fiving a million angels. To join, download the Fuel Rewards app and start saving today. Offer subject to gold status. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full terms and conditions. Restrictions apply. For 25 cents per gallon bonus, 5 gallon minimum purchase required on first bill.
Are your plants hungry for attention or just hungry? The Home Depot can help. With bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil, a special buy, 5 for just $10. Miracle-Gro improves existing soil with important nutrients plants need for stronger roots, feeding them for up to 3 months, so they'll never miss a meal. This spring, serve up Miracle-Gro garden soil. 5 bags, $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 80 bags per customer.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, welcome back to Happy Hour. Again, Greg will be here soon. So will Duncan Tomlinson. But I got a call before we get to Haywood Banks and...
Toast.
Got a call off air request for Norm McDonald, the Crocodile Hunter. He said, maybe it's too early in the day. No. It's never too early for Norm. Never too early for Norm. So here we go. Norm McDonald, the Crocodile Hunter, and his take on those events, those tragic events that happened a few years ago, and then some Haywood Banks. Yeah, toast.
I wanted to talk about the Crocodile Hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think... People come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The Crocodile Hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. To be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so you know the crocodiles were like, hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Please don't. Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember how I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times. Yes.
All around the country and coast to coast.
People always say, what do you like most?
I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly. Have a little jam. Take a piece of bread. Put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast!
When the
the first caveman drove in from the dregs. Didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez... Marie Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, and special thanks to my Tomalite sidekick,
Joey,
for hanging in there, and thank you for the good words about the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful ceremony at AU. We're ready to get started at 3:22.
And here they are.
All those who agree that James Comey is a slime ball, say aye. Aye. By all accounts. This is, first of all, I appreciate the fact that the situation was, I didn't want to have to stand up and leave a nice little ceremony honoring the honor students at AUM. And what an impressive group.
Right.
And Chancellor Stockton has put together a great team there. And
it's great.
They do it right. They do it right.
Well, and you needed to stay. We wouldn't want people thinking you were, like, protesting. Like, how dare you?
That's right. So thanks for getting us off to a flying start here at 3:23. Danny Dalkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson will be joining us a little bit. And special thanks to the big prairie dog.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
Did you hear what happened this morning?
Hmm.
The dispatch, which our listeners, that means nothing to them, but let's just say that this is possibly the most vital machine in the house.
For everybody.
Died.
Ugh.
It officially croaked. Thank you, Janelle. Just before the morning show. And so he was here at 5:35 working on that. And they managed to get it up and running. I just got a message from David Fagan. David, I will be right back with you if you're listening.
Hello, David.
Yes. He's a big Joey fan.
I like David, too.
They finally got this thing running.
Hmm.
But all of our Blue Water stations are connected into this thing. I'm not sure exactly how any of it works. It's technical stuff. But they got it put back together and saved the day early this morning. So Alan probably wouldn't have felt like joining us this afternoon anyway, given the abrupt and unexpectedly early start to the day. Cooter is on the line. Let's see what he has to say. Hello?
Cooter.
Cooter.
I don't hear anything.
All right.
That's a nasty prank, Cooter.
I haven't changed anything on the board. Let me put him back up here and try again. Cooter! Everything look okay?
Yeah. Cooter, you there?
All right.
Well, damn.
Call back at 272-9228. You did pretty good getting requests right out of the box this afternoon, too.
Yeah, I'm feeling full of energy today.
Well, you've been talking all week, pardon me, about this guest.
Yeah.
You're having it on the Joey Clark Radio Hour at 6.
Yeah.
And not even, you don't even trust me. Your tunnel-like sidekick.
Well,
with the name of this.
A secret is a secret.
This big deal guest. Okay.
And it's going to be fun once we have the reveal. I think people are going to love the show. I don't want to say too much. I'm jitty.
You're jitty.
I'm jitty.
As Al Sharpton would say, we should play some Sharpton, see if that is our buddy calling back. Now, one thing I do want to direct your attention to on my Facebook page is the Rich Thomas weather video. I'm feeling kind of like the classic spring setup here. because the wind's coming out of the south at a pretty good clip. And usually when it does that, there's something wicked this way coming, and severe weather is in the mix for, I think, tomorrow night. We're planning on seeing Chappaquiddick tomorrow. I'm doing IV at infusion at 9, and then we're going to go see Chappaquiddick because we're history buffs.
Nice.
And as I mentioned on the show, the guys that wrote Chappaquiddick, the story of Ted Kennedy's drowning murder of a young woman after he drunkenly drove a car into a body of water, they had no idea what Chappaquiddick was, that a United States senator had done this. And if you said U.S. senator was involved in the drowning of a young woman by being impaired on the road, you would think, well, who the hell would vote for that guy after an incident like that? But the state of Massachusetts sent him back 7 times or 6 times. He was in the Senate forever. The liberal lion, or the lion liberal, depending on your point of view. Cooter has returned.
Sometimes you give what you pay for.
And
My cell service is absolutely free.
Cell service is free. I got
you. From Freedom Pop.
Gotcha.
But what happened the first time on this phone, my ear hits the mute button.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, as I was saying before I was so rudely cut off.
By yourself.
By myself. and I'm glad to hear the show is doing so well.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I know you got to be proud. Very and his mother. And the other thing was, I would like to request a couple of minutes, if you could, please.
Joey?
Mayberry CSI and Floyd the Barber with the Godfather.
All right. I think I can get at least one of those on.
Anything you can do, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. We appreciate the call. Thanks for getting back to us, because we always worry if somebody hangs up that they got pissed or something.
No, it's just this darn phone and my cell service.
Thank you,
my friend. Hope y'all have a great weekend.
Likewise. And let's talk to Brandon.
Greg, how are you doing?
I think I'm okay.
Joey?
Oh, fantastic.
I miss you, man. Huh? Listen, Greg, I just wanted to apologize for my very bad Bill Cosby impression this morning. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I listened to it. You kind of had to hang up on me. I was out of control.
Well, that was more of a time thing than anything else. I mean, I don't think we cut you off.
I'm ashamed of myself, and I'm deeply sorry to you and all the listeners. It was in bad taste, and it was just silly. But I could do it more if you want. No, I just wanted to tell you I apologize. You see? No, anyway... I've got my daughter in the car. She wanted to say hi to you.
Sure. We love that.
Hey.
Hey. Hi. And what's your name?
She is a big fan. This is Abby.
Abby, what would Abby like to hear as a special request this afternoon?
Oh. Toast.
We just played Toast.
Literally just
played. Could you play the... Gynecological Institute?
Yes, that we have. OBGYN.
That's a riot.
Sure.
Hope you guys have a great weekend. And one other question. What's the name of Jay Scott's radio show on the weekends?
In-game chat.
Yes.
Is it not on the podcast?
No, but I think you can find them on Facebook.
Okay, I'll check it out. But you guys have a great weekend. And I'm sorry about the Bill Cosby. I couldn't help myself.
It was fine. It was fine the way it went, you know? We just had fun with it. Oh, it looks like we're out of time again.
Yeah, with this segment.
Bye. Have a good evening.
See ya. Yeah, that was a special moment this morning. Scathing report from I guess the Inspector General is finally getting around to, like, you know, tortures Andrew McCabe for being a serial liar. So if they're starting with McCabe from the Inspector General's point of view, this should be good. But it certainly would seem to justify his firing by the president. And in no way, shape, or form should this guy be allowed to collect a pension from the U.S. taxpayers. at 3:31. Our friends at Lewis Lawn invite you to come by. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's where the professionals buy all of their outdoor maintenance equipment, because they sell all the great brand names from Exmark and Toro to all the Shindawa products, the entire steel product line. They know if something breaks or needs a repair, they can bring it right back to Lewis Lawn, to their full service department, to get back in business quickly. Because folks who do that for a living generally have an 8-month window to make their money, so they can't afford to be down for days at a time waiting for something to get repaired. So that's why they bring their business to Lewis Lawn. There are other great reasons, too. Chad Sasser, who is the guy that tracks the incentives and specials, he's excellent to work with. You've got Amy and Haley at the counter. They're awesome. And, of course, the Lewises themselves and a full-service department behind the scenes that is very busy keeping people's equipment working, getting it in order, and bringing it, literally, in some cases, bringing it back to life. I brought in a couple of chainsaws a few years ago. They were doorknob dead. And I said, let me lay them at the altar of your service department to see if they can be restored to life. And the next day, I got them back. Both of them worked. They still do.
Multiple chainsaws?
Two, yeah. Well, I was planning a massacre, you see, and...
what a man.
You can't do that if you can't start your chainsaw.
Right.
Anyway, they will cover you completely from equipment to equipment service and repair. And they are at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Their number is 244-9191. Why don't you give them a call right now with that number and say...
Hello!
And tell them what you need. Lewis Lawn.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's looking pretty decent out there this afternoon. A little bit of road construction scattered around the boulevard. Some stop-and-go stuff there, maybe a little bit on Taylor Road as well, up around Atlanta Highway. But by and large, everything looks really good. No big backups, no accidents reported so far. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can purchase a new 2018 Toyota Camry with the new body style as low as $349 per month. No money down. Sign and drive at Reinhardt Toyota. Now open Sunday after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're quiet for now, but hang on for some weather changes. For tonight, increasing clouds, mild. We're still dry, low 65. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by midday. And later on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening and Saturday night, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with a damaging wind threat, and tornadoes can't be ruled out. Then on Sunday, risk of showers mainly in the morning before ending. Breezy, much cooler, high 64. Down to the low 40s on Monday morning, and a breezy day with a high of 63 Monday. When you download our free weather app for your phone, it knows where you are, and it'll give you instant push notifications for any severe weather watches or warnings for your location. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Springtime is the best time to save thousands at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the spring sales event, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock, or up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we want it. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It looks even better in person.
Oh, yeah. And I put nothing down on this bad boy.
Nice.
That's not even the best part. Navy Federal offers car loan decisions in 5 minutes or less, and you can do it all from your phone.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing, dude.
Get pre-approved for your next new or used car at Navy Federal Credit Union and find something new to brag about. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are your plants hungry for attention or just hungry? The Home Depot can help with bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil, a special buy, five for just 10 bucks. Miracle-Gro improves existing soil with important nutrients plants need for stronger roots, feeding them for up to 3 months, so they'll never miss a meal. This spring, serve up Miracle-Gro garden soil, five bags, 10 bucks. Now at the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Limit 80 bags per customer.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something Up In There was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have SOOT. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keef and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
She speaks for all of us. Have a blessed day on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Welcoming to our studio Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law who specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. But I want to not only thank both of you, but you in particular, Jacqueline.
What?
Well, you were just so supportive and helpful in the anxiety-riddled days leading up to Goose's wedding.
You did just fine. Did you call her on the day of the wedding?
No, he didn't, but I messaged him.
Yeah, we did message. Wow. We messaged. Actually, several times.
I was a little concerned. I thought you were going to have a complete breakdown.
How did it go?
It was fantastic. I got the emotions out of my system at the end of the rehearsal dinner. Now, this would require me to share something rather personal.
Oh, no. Because that's never happened.
No, not on this show. We just don't go there. I got to fish for this to find it. I hit it so well because I didn't want it to get bent up, because I keep such an organized bag. It's here. Trust me.
Are those gift
there
bags?
There are actual bags. Yeah. Like, there are actual gift bags. A couple.
All right. Towards the end of the rehearsal dinner, and they know me. They know I'm emotional. That would have been no surprise. I'm sure they had many conversations. How do you think your dad's going to get through this night? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the rehearsal dinner, Janelle says, I have a little gift for you. And while the cufflinks attached to this card are not here, one of the cufflinks said, forever your little girl.
Aww.
I would like you to read what she wrote on the card that she gave.
Can I read it out loud or no?
Sure, of course.
It says, Dad, of all of the walks we have taken, this one will be my favorite. Thank you for walking by my side today and always. Thank you for everything. Love, Goose. Oh, my goodness. Oh, That's precious.
It's wonderful. And like I said, the cufflinks, forever your little girl. She knows her dad. You know, she knows. So when that was given to me, I will readily admit, I just lost it. Not in front of the whole. I was kind of sitting off to the side. So it was a private moment. Then, as we're getting ready to leave, and my new son-in-law, his mom and dad did such a nice party for the kids and the guests. And as I'm heading out to the car, Ryan comes running up with a gift bag. It's one of the bags you just saw here. And says, this is just a little something for you. And I guess his plan was, this one you should read at home alone. Now, I got to find the darn thing. I just had it out this morning. I was showing it.
It's somewhere around here.
Showing it to Rich Thomas. Oh, here it is. He hands me this gift bag with a card. On the front of the card, it says Mr. Bundle. The reason it says that is that years ago, and Janelle was with me when this happened, and we always laugh about it, we were down to see David Copperfield. And David Copperfield had invited some local media folks to participate in one of his illusions, and I was one of them. So they're introducing all these celebrities, and he says, next from 101.5 Light Radio, which was butchered the name of the station, Greg Bundle. Janelle could not stop laughing. My radio partner was with me, and she's laughing her butt off. And as I walked up to the front of the stage down the center aisle, and I got a nice reaction from the crowd. They knew it. I said, it's Bib Dill. I just looked him in the eye. I had to do it. But the kids know the story, and Ryan always calls me Mr. Bundle. So he hands me the bag, and inside the bag is a beautifully carved wooden owl. The owl has been a thing with me and Janelle for many, many years, from the time she was in a stroller. The burrowing owl, as you know, Jacqueline, is protected.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's on your front lawn and it nests there, they put a little thing around it, and you can't mess with it.
That's why FAU is the owls.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the card from Ryan, and I would like you to read that since you're very emotionally stable.
Out loud or
out loud
to myself? Well, let me start by saying it has a beautifully painted owl on the front of it.
Yes, very nice card.
A very nice card, nice touch. Father Goose, I originally intended to gift you a wooden goose, but then I came across this wooden owl. Owls are famous for being watchful and totally badass. Not unlike myself. So take this owl as a token of my promise to forever watch over your precious goose as if I were a total badass owl. Love, Ryan. I love Ryan.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Hats off to you, Ryan.
So
that is precious.
At the rehearsal dinner, then when I get home and I open up the bag and read this card.
Then you lost it.
Oh, are you kidding? I mean, but it was all happy. There was nothing maudlin or morose or anything about it. It was just, but I thought it was kind of cool. And I thought back, that is one smart young man. He gives me the handoff as we're leaving so that I can have that moment alone because he knew it would mean a lot to me.
Well, I did Facebook stalk the wedding, and I can tell you that not only was Goose beautiful, but you were quite dapper.
Thank you.
As he blushes. And I watched the video of the first dance. It was precious.
Yeah, we just uploaded that today with a little help from Rich Thomas. And our listeners helped in selecting In My Life. And I didn't know it. There's a couple of things I found out as this wedding came about my daughter. I didn't know. One, that she was a Beatles fan, which is great. So In My Life was just right with her. And in the line it says, In My Life, I Loved You More. And with a daughter, that's how it is. You can be in love with your wife and so forth, but the love you have for a daughter is in a totally different hemisphere. And I did a nice job of trying to not step on her beautiful wedding dress while we were out there, and it was 2 minutes, so I was able to get through that stable. I learned a trick from another wedding, and that was the marriage of Fun Size Jane to our buddy who's often here on Friday.
Alan!
I was in the pews watching her come down the aisle, and she was so beautiful. And I loved them both so much that I started to cry. She told me later, she said, I caught that out of the corner of my eye, and I could not look at you because I didn't want to start and ruin my makeup as I'm walking up to the altar. So what I did, first of all, the ceremony was a few minutes late in getting started, so I went from being emotional to being impatient. Come on, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's get the start. Finally, and I had seen her. They had her because it was at Flamingo Gardens, big outdoor place. The girls and the bridesmaids in a golf cart, and I saw her, and I knew she looked fantastic. So I was ready, and I was smiling. But as we walked in, I could hear sniffling and stuff, so I made eye contact with nobody as we walked up the aisle, and that was the lesson I learned from Fun Size Jane.
There you go.
So I was able to kiss her on the cheek, give Ryan a hug, sit down, and say, I did it.
Proud of you.
But you told me in a message you got this.
You do. You had it.
You got owned this. It. And that helps.
There you go.
That kind of faith from friends helps. So thank you for that.
Well, we were thinking about you.
So it was great. And then on top of everything else, this ceremony is being officiated by Ron McGill, who you may know from Zoo Miami,
mm-hmm.
who many people listening to the show have seen on TV a zillion times. Whenever there's a hurricane like Irma, he's on Good Morning America. He's been on all the networks. He was on Leno. He was on Letterman. In fact, as he was taking me, Roz, and show on a behind-the-scenes tour of the zoo on Friday, he was talking about some of the celebrities, everything from Michael Jackson to Jay-Z and B-Once and all of these other celebrities. He spoke on a couple of these. He says, you know, when you're on with David Letterman, he makes you feel like he's your best friend, but off camera, before or after, he is is completely disinterested and very, very, you know, sticks to himself. So I got a little insight. He says, on the other hand, Leno, when you're in the green room, he's walking around and shaking hands and, you know, getting people comfortable, and he's a lot more fun to be on with because that's him. He's really that way. So we learned some insights and stuff, got to feed a handful of bugs through a pipe to an Indian dancing bear. That it's like
the things you get to do at the zoo.
Yeah, well, especially when the guy that run, and what was really, really neat and meant so much to me, since Ron McGill was officiating, he's the one that got choked up. So he looks at the kids starting out. He says, before this, he says, Janelle's dad was an iconic and the most popular radio personality in Miami in the 80s and 90s. And my first media experience was on his show. And it was such a great time that it had everything to do with me getting off to being a media comfortable person. And I'll always appreciate that. So I knew Greg for 7 years before Janelle. And I met Janelle when she was 3. Because Greg brought her to the zoo to take her on a tour. He talked about meeting Ryan when they were looking for a zookeeper and somebody who could do animal demonstrations in their amphitheater. And he said, I have seen him since I met him as somebody who could succeed me. That's a big
compliment.
Huge compliment. Ryan came to our zoo, the kids did, after Roz and I got married, and he offered an amazing analysis of the different animals and had some, you know, complimentary things to say about the zoo, but was concerned about how some of the animals looked. He knows this stuff,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Right.
So it was great to be made relevant to the guests at the wedding that didn't know me from a hole in the wall, and that was cool. I really appreciated that. So it was a night to remember from beginning to end.
It looked amazing.
But
I hope they're having a blast on their honeymoon.
They have been in the Western Caribbean since Sunday.
Good.
And I did post a picture that they had sent because they have internet service. But that's not to send pictures to Dad. That's because she wants to look in on her dog, who is with her stepmother, and her actual mother, and wants to make sure she's okay. It's tough for her to be away from her baby for 8 days. So that's everything. And now, maybe I can ask some questions about, you know, should I do a will? Because after the wedding, I need to decide who would inherit my Kohl's discount card for the week. Is it 20 or 30% off? And
well,
it's about all I have left.
The best legal advice I could give somebody with regards to a will would be, anytime you have a major life change, just to be safe, you should update your will.
How about if I just get one to begin with?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Everybody should have a will.
For
regardless, if you don't have anything, you don't think you have anything, everybody should have a will.
Well, not a long time, but there was a period where I not only lost everything, I had nothing, you know.
Right.
Well, and that's something that people sometimes don't realize is, Jacqueline alluded to major life changes, but even people who come to us who get a divorce, like, don't realize that you need to update your will.
Mm.
So, I mean, depending on the situation, just because you get divorced, like, there may be a life insurance policy that you're not thinking about. There may be, you know, it just always have a will and always update your will and keep it current.
Yeah, and I will add this. Under the probate laws, there are certain safeguards for people that, you know, may go through certain life changes and don't update their will that can protect you, but you don't want to ever rely on something like that. Plus, why put your family through having to fight that battle if it's not necessary? Right. So just, if you don't have a will, get a will. If you have a will that hasn't been updated in a couple of years, or you've had some life changes, you've had kids, grandkids, you got a divorce, go ahead and get your will updated.
If I brought you like one of those, don't they sell those at Office Depot?
Do not do a canned will. Just like I could sit there and tell your listeners, do not go on LegalZoom.com. Because let me tell you something. Yeah, you're going to pay like maybe a couple $100 and get a bunch of paper and you're going to fill in the blank. But it's wrong. And you're not going to know what you're doing. And then you're going to spend thousands of dollars to get it fixed.
And, you know, the same thing goes for a divorce. The problem with a will is nobody knows that it's wrong until it's too late.
Oh.
You can't somebody's gone and you can't fix it. At least with a divorce, you know, we normally realize, that something's definitely wrong.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And you kind of get what you pay for on some of those. And people just, I mean, we've seen off of LegalZoom where, you know, all you want is a divorce and you're just going to work together for the kid and let that be that. And let me tell you, that doesn't work. We always want to have a baseline for what happens when you get mad at each other.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you're not working together anymore and, you know, she gets a new boyfriend, you get a new girlfriend.
Or she wants to move to Nevada.
Yeah. And it just, please never get an uncontested divorce off of LegalZoom. Come and pay the money. It's not that expensive. Even with an attorney, pay the money. And get it done right.
Can I just backpack on one thing you said that was so vitally important? You said you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for also with legal services. So just take that into consideration when you're looking for an attorney. Cheapest is not always best.
Yeah, well, and there's also kind of a truth in advertising there. You know, advertising for really, really cheap divorces normally doesn't include a filing fee.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the county, the filing fee is anywhere from $200 to $350 for the divorce. So that's why some attorneys can kind of get away with saying, you know, we'll charge you $50 for a divorce. Well, like, no, it's not really that. And you will end up paying.
We're going to pause here. There's still so much that I want to get to, and I want to continue along the path that you have established there and tell one of my layman stories about why it is important to have a well